Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Please, we're going to ask you to share this diligently with middle of the road voters. They need to know what's going on. I got a story on Sean Diddy Combs. I think you're going to find really interesting and very, very believable. And you're going to have one of those, my gosh, you've got to be kidding. I wished I was, but I'm not. Anyway, we are brought to you by our friends at Noble Gold. You got retirement in the bank, you better get it out. And I would say you better get it out this week. Your 401ks, your IRAs, they could go away, poof, daddy, in a second. It could happen anytime now. And I'm just saying, why give your bank the chance to enact Dodd-Frank 2010 to seize all your stuff? And when you get your retirement out of the bank and it's in your name and Noble Gold backs it with precious metals, they can't touch it. And besides, do you really want to back your retirement with a failing dollar? That defies logic. Same thing with your bank account. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years. I've been an advertiser for eight. And so I can give this federal warning with good conscience. It's a standard warning. Anytime you deal in investments of any type, there's an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We give that warning in good faith, but I also think they should give you the warning. The banks are in very big trouble. So, how do you get a hold of Noble Gold if you have a nest egg to protect? 877-646 5347 877-646-5347. Or if you want me to send you a layman's perspective, in other words, it's written in simple language, but it tells you exactly what Noble Gold does. No obligation. All you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll rush that out to you by email. And we don't even need your name. We just need your email address. Send that. We'll send that over. Has Noble Gold's number on it, and you can get this process started. All right, we have a real issue, ladies and gentlemen, with Sean Diddy Combs. Sean Diddy Combs is not just a sex trafficker, he works for the CIA and he's a sex blackmailer. And this is probably the worst kept secret in the intel community there is. He is no different than Epstein. In fact, I've actually seen some comparisons to him here recently, but this goes back to the Franklin House. You get invited to Congress parties when you're elected, and you go and they videotape you at these child sex parties. And you may not have done anything wrong as a congressperson, but you were there and they got you on tape and they own your key votes forever. They don't give a crap how you vote on most things, but the key votes, they absolutely do. And Sean Diddy Combs basically was stepping up in Jeffrey Epstein's absence and was taking his place, and the blackmail continued. Now, the good news for the, shall we say, the blackmailing deep state is that they can seize all his evidence and they probably know where all his dead man switches are, and they have seized those in the raids, and they're going to put him away, and mark my words, they're probably going to kill him. And if they don't kill him, they'll let him do what Jeffrey Epstein did. And don't think Epstein's dead. He is not. They'll let him go into some kind of criminal protection program, not witness, criminal protection program, and just slide away, living in obscurity. But here's what triggered this. And this is what we have found out here at the Common Sense Show. Sean Diddy was talking to the wrong people. There were some people with friendly GOP interests that had opened some conversations with him. And I understand, and you may be reading about this very soon in other publications, and I'm not going to blow the cover because I want this story to come out in a pure form if it can come out. But I understand that he had also approached a couple of people in the alternative media and their household names. And that triggered the raid. And that triggered the seizure, as much evidence as they can get. I hope there's no backlash on these other people who are going to bring this forward. At least put it this way. Fox News has alleged he's compared to Epstein, but they stopped right there. I guarantee you they know what I know. I guarantee you. Sean Diddy Combs, playing for the bad guys, was having second thoughts, and now this is what happened to him. Surprise, surprise. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.